Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 23rd of February. The US trade position is somewhat confused at the moment. The Supreme Court shut down US President Trump's IEEPA tariff rulings, arguing that these exceeded presidential authority. Trump then declared a 10% universal tariff, and then raised that to 15%, which would stay in place for 150 days before Congress has to vote to continue it. This will put tariffs and the US affordability crisis into the spotlight fairly close to the midterm elections. It's not clear how universal the universal tariff might be. Products that were previously exempt from tariff might now be covered, and it's not clear what this means for Mexico and Canada. US administration officials are urging countries to honour their trade deals with the US, but several of these trade deals had already stalled. The EU is already hinting that their deal should be delayed, and for some countries like the UK, applying a universal 15% tariff would be higher than the deal agreed, although that deal was not properly implemented. Administration officials are also talking of further tariffs targeting specific countries. This situation therefore increases policy uncertainty. At a time when US businesses were perhaps cautiously emerging from the paralysis caused by last year's policy uncertainty, there are some conclusions that can be drawn, albeit with limited precision. Assuming that they are paid out, rebates will increase the fiscal deficit of the United States. They will also act as a fiscal stimulus in the US. Rebates can only be paid to the people who paid the tariff as a tax payment to the US government, i.e. US importers. These are disproportionately small and medium-sized businesses. Will this lead to lower prices for consumers? The rebates are unlikely to be passed on to the US consumer. As ECB President Lagarde was at pains to point out over the weekend, the costs of tariffs were generally passed to US consumers. Where that has been the case, the relevant price increases are likely to stay, either because the 15% tariff also creates a cost to be passed on to consumers, or because companies rarely reverse a price increase once they've got away with it. Certainly, when selected US tariffs came down last year, they tended not to be matched by US consumer price reductions. There are some business sentiment polls due out on both sides of the Atlantic, the German IFO and the US Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Poll. German sentiment has tended to underperform reality, the spin of the news cycle perhaps triumphing over the reality of running a business in Germany today. For all the angst about trade, German exports have actually been remarkably stable overall. The comment section of the Dallas data offers the normal extremes of political partisanship, but it might give some hints as to how prepared firms were to getting to adapt to policy uncertainty before the escalation of the latest policy uncertainty. US factory orders are also due, not a major market focus perhaps, but interesting to see if the Biden-era factory building boom is now resulting in improved demand. The first 20 days trade data from Korea showed strength in chip sales, which pushed the headline export numbers up notably. Auto exports were, however, a weaker offset. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.